Some mortgage servicers came under fire this year when an investigation by U.S. Attorneys General revealed that the lenders weren't properly handling foreclosure paperwork. Russell Cation is a professor of economics at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. He monitors foreclosures in the state. Cation says the investigation caused many lenders to stall their foreclosure filings.
There's a swell of foreclosures that were backed off on while they were straightening out their business models that need to be taken care of, that should have been taken care of in 2010, but were put off as the banks tried to reorganize their strategies on how to foreclose. I think it's going to go up, but I don't think it's going to go up dramatically.
Foreclosure filings in the state dipped to their lowest level in 2 years last month, according to Madison-based ForeclosureAlarm.com. Website owner Philip Crawford says 2010 filings will be only a few hundred less than 2009. UW-Whitewater's Cation says job creation is key to a turnaround.
Until we see unemployment fall, you know, dramatically, you know, we're at about 7.6% right now on unemployment. Until you see unemployment crack 7% and get into the sixes, I don't think you're going to see foreclosures go down at all. But I don't think they're going to go up.
Over 85,000 properties in the state have been foreclosed on since the beginning of the recession 3 years ago. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.